In 1937, Napoleon Hill published Think and Grow Rich after studying over 500 of the most successful people in America across 20 years of research. He distilled their success into 13 principles, from desire and faith to persistence and the mastermind. The book has sold over 100 million copies. It has been translated into dozens of languages. It has been quoted in every business school, every motivational seminar, and every personal development program on the planet. And the vast majority of people who read it do not become rich. They do not even become consistently productive. They read it, feel electrified for a few days, and return to the same patterns they were living before they opened it. I know this because I was one of them, not as a casual reader, but as a devoted student and professional teacher of these principles. So let me tell you what my relationship with these laws actually looked like. I have read Think and Grow Rich more times than I can count. And every single time, the same thing happened. By the third chapter, something ignited inside me. A clarity I did not have before. A certainty that the life I wanted was not just possible, but inevitable. I started making plans. I started writing goals. I felt a surge of energy so powerful that I was certain this time everything would be different. That feeling lasted about 5 days. By day six, the fire had dimmed. The goals that felt inevitable on Tuesday now felt optional by Sunday. And the man who had promised himself he would change everything quietly slipped back into the same patterns he had lived before he even picked up the book. Now, here is what is interesting. This was not a problem unique to me and Napoleon Hill. Jim Rohn, one of the most influential personal development philosophers of the 20th century, changed the trajectory of personal development when he said that success is nothing more than a few simple disciplines practiced every day, and that failure is nothing more than a few errors in judgment repeated every day. I remember hearing those words for the first time and feeling their weight. They were so simple. So obviously true. And yet I spent years proving his second point while trying to live his first.